talking to a couple of good folks. Dave Milligan joins us. Let's talk a little bit about first. It's been kind of a crazy year, Dave. So what are some of the biggest takeaways that you've had from this year, both good and bad for the wheat industry?
Well, of course, when the pandemic hit, wheat farmers were hurt along with, everybody else hurt some way or changed their lives in the rest of the country. But, the first COVID relief package came out and did not cover all classes of wheat. It covered durum and some hard spring, but left a lot of the wheat growers uncovered. And there was certainly a lot of concern among our organization for the not having all classes covered. And we put together an effort at the National Association of Wheat Growers, along with state associations and some help from our friends at U.S. Wheat, to put together a lot of data and provided that to the USDA and Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue. And we had letters from both the House of Representatives and the Senate, signed by members from both parties, supporting our efforts. And so we were able to get wheat covered in the second round of COVID relief. And that certainly has been, I know, beneficial to my farm, and it's certainly been beneficial, I'm sure, to about all the wheat growers. So we feel that it was very important that we get that information to the USDA and they listen. So we certainly feel that's been quite important. Obviously, there's some other things that, we certainly have, we've got the WIP Plus, we've got, we had an issue with glyphosate in Prop 65 in California possibly being warned as carcinogenic to any wheat products. NOG was the lead in that lawsuit, and we got a favorable ruling there that the judge, looked at sound science and did not feel they were justified in their warning label for wheat products. So we feel that's a big win for wheat, and it's certainly nice to see that sound science was recognized as the criteria to make that decision.
Well, speaking of that, let me jump in just real quick, because I feel like you could talk to us a little bit about, sometimes I think everyday people don't understand why some of these chemicals are so important for what we do as producers, and they just look at it like it's the enemy, but it's actually not the enemy. We're actually doing it to grow the food that feeds the world. So speak to that just a little bit.
Well, and actually, and to wheat, it's a big thing, because in a lot of areas where it's rainfall is an issue. Traditionally, wheat was grown one year, and the land was left fallow for the next year. And now with the use of planting cover crops on that field and the use of no-till practices, which where you just plant the wheat into the cover, it necessitates the use of chemicals to kill that chemical kill that crop rather than tillage. And that's beneficial, as we look ahead to the climate change and the carbon issue, it's been very beneficial to the, soil erosion and a lot of issues. And it wouldn't be possible if we didn't have these chemicals for weed control to kill that.
And also a time saver, obviously.
Oh, time saver, fuel saver. And, these chemicals are highly tested, and there's really no justification for calling them dangerous, but there's a lot of people that think they are, or perceptions out there that get spread. But we believe in sound science,
and it's usually perceptions from people that aren't doing the work.
Yeah, exactly, it seems to be spread, somewhat through the social media these days, and things like that. But,
well, what are some things that you're looking forward to coming out of 2020 and going into 2021 as far as like silver lining things go?
Well, we certainly hope we can get this COVID thing behind, but we're seeing an uptake in demand for wheat. So that's a plus.
switching gears, let's talk a little bit about, looks like we're going to have a new administration. And of course, even though I know you guys are bipartisan and we're going to work with all parties involved, I'd imagine it's a little bit harder because you sometimes don't know who's going to end up elected, and you're going to have to move around some chairs and different things like that. So how do you guys handle it when you go through different administration changes?
Well, we're definitely going to see some changes, you know, with the loss of Colin Peterson off the House Ag Committee and the retirement of Pat Roberts off the Senate Ag Committee. We've lost two very influential and people that have really been advocates for not only agriculture, but also for wheat in particular. And, you know, those are going to be big shoes to fill, but, you know, this isn't the first time this has happened. And we have a, you know, staff that is very diligent in the work they do in D.C., and we certainly intend to get with them and educate them on the issues that we have in the wheat and the agricultural interests in general.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today.
Thank you.